Ella Kuro Lomli. What's the extra pasuk kabane for? So this Vidashin Kabane Vlo Korban Chaveroi could only make smicha on your korban, not on your friend's korban. And Kabane Vlo Korban of Chavim, not on the guy's korban. And Kabane also is Larabois Kol Bale Korban Smicha. Means any time you have even a shutfis in the korban, that you have some type of a kapar in the korban, and a chnami, then you could make a smicha. You do not have to own it completely yourself. As long as you have though a kapara from this korban, that's called kabonoi l'rabois kol bale korban l'smicha. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf tzadik gimel amud aleph on top for the two dots. Again, it says hayirish asaymich. Our mission holds that a yerush, if a father had a korban and the father was mace and the son yarshins the korban, so the son, the yerush, has to make smicha. He's called the owner now. He has to make a smicha when he brings the korban. Tanya learned like this. Tanya Rabbi Chananya kaimei de Rava. Rabbi Chananya learned in front of Rava that yerush ain't a semich. No, not like our Mishnah. He holds that a yerush is not semich. It wasn't his korban. He was not makdish to korban. Therefore, when he brings it, he does not have to make a smicha, or he cannot make a smicha. And yerush ain't a maimer. Who are then if you yash in the korban from your father, and if you make tmura now the yerush, it's not chal. Tmura is only upon the makdish, the one that made the hegdish, and not the one that owns it, not the yerush that has it now. So more is the question, I have one antenna, and now Mishta says, ha yerush saimich. Or maybe es nisachov, or meimar. I now Mishnah says yes that the yerush does make smicha. The yerush does have to bring the nisachim of the korban. And know what then if the yerush makes tamura, it's chal tamura. So it's not like Rav is saying. So not like Rav Chananya is learning. So Amalei, so Chananya said back to him, Ipchoi, like should I change it around? But I learned that a yerush is not tzemech, should I change it around now because of the Mishnah? Or Amalei, Rav said back to him, Loi, no, don't change it around. But rather, Masnisim, like you're learning, Hishno Mani Rabbi Yehuda, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That a Toni Rabbi Chananya, the Kami, the Rava, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani would learn like this. Yerush Semich, there's the first Mishnah in Tumur, Enechnamit, and a common the Mishnah there holds that a Yerush could make Semich, could make a Semicha. And a Yerush Memer, who adin of a Yerush, Yashin's his father's Korban, so if he makes Tumur, it's Chal Tumura. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yerush Enes Semich, no. Even though you Yashin your father's Korban, you are not complete Bailam now, you cannot make a Semicha, since you were not the one that was Maktish the Behemah. And know what did Yerush and the Meimer? That if you Yarshin it now and you make Tumur, it's not Chal Tumura. A Yerush cannot be Meimer. Samurah says, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the husband Rabbi Yehuda? What does he say? A Yerush cannot make Smicha, cannot make Tumura? Because he Darshin's Korbonoi, the Pasuk says. Mashma, you have to be Makdish the Korban, Korbonoi, and we Darshin Voloi Korban Oviv, and not your father's Korban. Since when you yarshin your father's korban, the pshat was it was your father's korban, he was makdashit. Therefore, the son now cannot make tamura. The son now cannot make a smicha on the korban. Now, this pasuk it says by smicha. So comes our korban of loy korban oviv that the son does not make a smicha on the father's korban. And therefore, Yehuda learns v'yalef tchilas hegdish misof hegdish. I learn now tamura, which is called a tchilas hegdish, from sof hegdish, which is called the smicha, since the smicha, because the smicha that's b'shach the shchita take of the smicha shchita, so therefore ma soif hegdish, just like by the loch of smicha, yerush ein the soimich, that's the Yehuda's drosh of korbanoi, that only on your own korban do you have to make smicha, and not on your father's korban. So Yehuda learns af tchilas hegdish, the same thing that tchilas hegdish by making tumura is yerush ein a meimer, or yerush, even though you yash in your father's korban, still you cannot make tamura. That's called yerush ein a meimer. For Rabbonim, what do they do about this? How come they say yes, that a yerush could make tamura? For Rabbonim, dash in the postik of homir yomir, is l'rabbi says a yerush, the postik is an extra time, homir yomir, the teaches by tamura, that a son can make tamura on his father's korban. If you yash in the korban, you can make tamura. And therefore, the Rabbanon hold the Yalef Seif Hegdish Metchilas Hegdish. We learn out the Parsh of Smicha from the Parsh of Tumura. And like this, Ma Tchilas Hegdish, just like by the Parsh of Tumura. The halacha is Yerush Meimor, that a Yerush makes Tumurah, is Av Sofeg Dishordim by the mitzvah of Smicha. The Rachacham also hold Yerush Simech, that a Yerush, since now Lamaisi or the Bailam of this Korban, you go Bosa B'Shas HaKrova, therefore you can make Smicha. Just like you now, the Bailam, you can make Tumurah, who are then you also have to make Smicha, since B'Shas HaKrova, you're the Bailam. To Rabbon the Gemara, yes, now, if so, for Rabbonim though, Hai Korbonim, my Avdilei, what do they do with the Pasuk that says Korbonoi, which is Mashma, you only make Smicha on your own Korban, not on your father's Korban? So tell the Rabbon hold, Korbonoi, below Korbonoi, Vikachovim. They're not on a Goy's Korban. If a Goy brings a Korban, there's no mitzvah Smicha, not even for Yisrael to make a Smicha. And Korbonoi, below Korban, Chaveroi, that one Yisrael cannot make a Smicha on his friend's Korban. It has to be the Bailim, B'shas HaKrova, whoever owns the Korban, B'shas HaKrova, he's the one that has to make the Smicha. So, a Yerush, Lamaisa, you own the Korban right now, therefore you can make Smicha. It's only immediate, not on your Chavis, not on your friend's Korban. And then the Pasuk says, Korbona Widashin L'Rabba is called the Bali Korban L'Smicha. Means any person that has a chelik in the Korban, that receives a chelik of a kapora from the Korban, he's also called a Bailim. In other words, it's totally B'Shas HaKrova, who receives a kapora from this Korban. If you receive a kapora from this Korban, even though you're only a shutif, still you could also make a smicha on the Korban. For Rabbi Yehuda, Fret Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, L'Rabba is called Bali Korban L'Smicha. How does he know this? How does he know to say, as long as you have a kapora in the Korban, you can make a smicha? So first the Gemara says, could be less late. He doesn't know from this Jewish, Enechanami. If you're a part owner, maybe you cannot make smicha. You have to be the complete owner, the one that was makdish to behemah. Finami or else could be isla. Yes, could be also agrees to this drosha that kol bale smicha, kol bale korban. Whoever owns the korban, even though you're only a shutter from the korban, also. But since you are makdish it, b'shas to a makdish it, you were the shutter, you could make a smicha. How does he know this? Finami isla. But it's like this. From one Korbona, he learns out both of them. Korbona means only yours, and not a goy's, and not your chavers. And so isolate Shrei Kroy, the two actions, and it says really three times the word Korbona. So one, he uses it to take out that a goy's or your chavers Korban, you cannot make smicheron. Chad is Korbona, but like Korban Oviv. From Yehuda Darshan, that only on your own Korban, that you are makdish for yourself, and not on your father's Korban. Since he was makdish it for himself, even though now when he's mace, you're Yerushit and you're the Bailim, we do not go Bosser HaKrova, but rather we go Bosser Bishas Hegdish. Such a Yudas Jerusha Korbona v'le Korban Oviv. V'iduch, but there's still an extra word Korbona left over, L'Rabbis comes to include Kol Bali Korban L'Smicha, any Bal Korban for Smicha. In other words, if Yehuda agrees to this, that about Bishas, you are makdish to behema, you are a shutif, let's say two or three people are makdish to behema together, so Bishas, you are makdish, if you were three, were the owner, so either one of you, since you have a kapora from this korban, you can make the smicha. Mashenken, when your father was makdish, since he was the complete owner of Bishas Hegdish, even though later when he's maced, the son yashins, if you told the son, cannot make a smicha. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Homer Yomer Mayovidle, what does he do with the extra word of Homer Yomer? He holds that even by Tumur it's only the father and not the Yerush. So what does he do with the extra word? So Mara says, Mi Boyle, he needs it, La Rabbi says to Isha. They say that an Isha can make Tumur on her Korban. The Tanya would learn like this, Lefisha Kolin Yinkuli and Medabela Beloshin Zohar. The old Pasha of Tumur only talks about, says it Beloshin Zohar. If so, Masa Finu L'Rabba says to Isha, how do I know to be Marba even an Isha? If an Isha owns a Korban, she can make Tumur on a Korban. On this Talmud, we said the Pasuk says, Homi Yomir, it comes to be Marba that an Isha could also make Tumur. If she makes Tumur on a Korban, it's Chal Tumur. For Rabbonin, Dash, they Dash, Nes Mivim, says Mivim, Homi Yomir. And Rabbi Yehuda, V'yim L'Dorosh, he doesn't use this Joshua of V'yim, therefore he uses Homi Yomir to teach us that an Isha can make Tumurah, but Enechnam, you're Yerush, since B'Shas Hegdish, you are not the owner, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Yerush cannot be Meimer. Just like a Yerush cannot be Semech, who within a Yerush cannot be Meimer. Now the Mishnah says, HaKil Semchim. means whoever brings his korban, if you're the bala korban, you have to make smicha. Chutz, excluding mecheresh shoyta v'kotan. If a cheresh owns the korban or a shoyta, a cheresh is deaf and dumb, a shoyta is a fool, the kotan on the bar mitzvah, he cannot make smicha. The lam b'nei dayaninu, they cannot do smicha. Now, who adin also, v'suma, a blind person, also is potter from smicha. We learn it out from Par Helam Dover, it says Zikne Eda from the Sanhedrin how to do it, and the Sanhedrin, nobody was blind. For the Kechov and the Goy cannot make smicha, for your Ever and Ever Kenani cannot make a smicha, for your Shliach. If you're a Shliach, you're bringing somebody else's Korban, you cannot make smicha. It's a din of the Bailim, the owner of the Korban has to make smicha, and not a Shliach. And no one didn't for your Isha. If an Isha owns a Korban, her own Korban, there's no smicha. We hold an Isha has no smicha, she does not make smicha on a Korban. Now the Mishnah says, even when you have to make smicha, or smicha shiori mitzvah, meaning even if you do not do the smicha, still you have a kaparah. It's like a leftover mitzvah, meaning it's lechatchila to make the smicha, but not b'diyevet, b'diyevet, the korban is still kosher even without smicha. Al harosh, you're supposed to make the smicha on top of the head of the animal of the korban, but there's your dayim, the owner has to use his two hands to put on top of the rosh, the head of the animal. The same place you make the smicha, that's where you're supposed to make the shechita. So in other words, you're supposed to make the smicha inside the azara, in the place where you couldn't make the shechita. Because the klal is, the take of the smicha shechita. Right after smicha shechita. Therefore you're supposed to make the smicha in the mokum, in a place where you couldn't make the shechita right after this. It's more so like this. Bishleim is good to understand why cheresh shoyta v'kotin, why they have no mitzvah smicha. The lav b'nei deininu, they're not b'nei deininu, they have no chiyah to do the mitzvahs, and therefore they can't make a smicha. Now, oivik chavim is also good nami. The pasuk says b'nei yisrael soimchem midashin v'yein oivik chavim soimchem. A guy cannot make a smicha. El asuma by timer. What's wrong with the suma? The query is the bardas. Why doesn't the suma have to have the mitzvah smicha? So my answer is Rav Chizda Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. It's machlokes. Chadama one says Asya smicha smicha mazikni eda. We learn it out from the Par Helam Dover that it says over there that the zikni eda from the Sanhedrin, they made the smicha, and we know none of the Sanhedrin could be a suma. So if we learn out that a suma, a blind person cannot make a smicha. The Chadama one says smicha smicha meolas riyah. Learn it out from Gzeres Shava from Oilas Riyah. Now, Ulamand and Eulish Riyah, we know who's Mechubin and Eulish Riyah, only somebody could see, a Suma. He's Potter from Eulish Riyah, the Potter says, Yiro, Yiro, and the Suma is Potter. But since the Suma is Potter from this Eulish Riyah, the Korban Eulish, you have to bring on a Yomtif, so what then the Potter from Smicha? Now the Gemara explains the Machlekes. Ulamand, the Yomami Eulish Riyah, my time lo yalof lo mezikneida, why doesn't he learn out from Zikneida? To tell us that a sumo does not cannot make smicha, Samora says, "Donin yochid mi yochid, v'yein donin yochid mitzibur." He would rather learn that a korban yochid. Here, the Mishnah is talking about a korban yochid, that the owner is a sumo, he's potter from smicha. So he'd rather learn it out from oilas riyah. Oilas riyah, that's also a korban yochid. A yochid is mechuyim to bring korban oilah when he comes to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tov. Still, a sumo is potter from that. So he'd learn out a yochid from yochid, and would not learn out from Zikni Eda by Par Helam Dover, because that's a Korban Tzibur. So therefore, one would rather say from Eulis Riyah. Now, the man the Yalaf Mizikni Eda by the man Yom that it says no, he learns out that a Sumer is Potter from a Smicha, from the Pasha of Zikni Eda, is so my time a la Yalaf Mielis Riyah. How come he does not learn out from Eulis Riyah? Samora says, Chorus Morvis Svar, it's Yochid mi Yochid. Samora says no.